Virtual travels in the year of COVID, a light in the darkness. You soon lose track of the steps you've taken. How many were there on the trek to the city in the shadow of Peru's Machu Picchu? All those steps along the Great Wall of China. And let's not forget the scary scramble to the Icelandic edge of the Fagradalsfjall volcano. All during the COVID-19 catastrophe. And all without risk to my own life, limbs and health. Welcome to the wonderful world of live-streamed virtual travel, keeping local guides in business and helping to avoid the claustrophobia of global lockdown in the 21st century. Before I retired in 2020 as travel editor of one of Europe's biggest newspaper publishers, I was privileged to enjoy all manner of adventure and excitement as I discovered destinations around the world for real. Among a lot of other adventures, I snowmobiled on frozen Finnish lakes close to the Russian border, went white water rafting and quad biking in Alaska, rode jet boats on New Zealand's South Island, and mountain biked and kayaked in Norway. But it all came crashing to a halt in March 2020 when it became clear that COVID wasn't just something happening on distant shores that you only read about in the news. Like so many others, I started working from home, and still do today. In August of that first COVID year, I reached a milestone birthday and retired from a job that was thankfully never 9-to-5, but which brought with its benefits increasingly complicated administration. I decided to set up my own travel blog. It was in February this year that a good friend and former colleague asked me if I'd heard of a website called Virtual Trips, which took people on live trips around the world and, what's more, for free. It seemed too good to be true. I admit I was skeptical. You tend to acquire an unhealthy degree of cynicism during a lifetime as a journalist. But I took a look and found advertised a Game of Thrones walking tour of Dubrovnik, one of the cities where the series was filmed, with a guide called Nicola. It was hugely entertaining, showing us scenes from the show and their real-life counterparts, shorn of all the special effects. The fact that it was a live-stream tour, that I could not only chat with our guide and other travellers, but also take my own postcard pictures along the route, piqued my interest. Here was a way to visit places from my own living room while COVID closed down the travel trade. There followed trips in the company of Anna Levina in St. Petersburg, Stefan van der Meer in Amsterdam, Anna Belasova in Moscow, and many other guides around the world. I was hooked. Since then, I've taken 119 trips with the Virtual Trips platform that was rebranded Hago earlier this year. I'm currently trying to decide where to go for the milestone 120th, and that's small fry compared to some who have clocked up hundreds more. I've come to know some of the guides well and took time out to interview some of them. I'm delighted that we've kept in touch on social media since. Speaking of which, Facebook hosts the Hago Voyagers group as a space where users of the platform could share their postcard pictures and experiences, and which now has more than 7,700 members worldwide.